Hibbard is the coordinator of the Charlton Good Neighbours Care Group and joins me on the phone now. Morning.
Morning.
So you do something like this. This is what the scheme's all about, Good Neighbours. What do you exactly do?
Well, we recruit local volunteers to support older people locally, doing the practical type of jobs that you're saying, maybe giving them a lift to hospitals or bringing them to on-site activities. And we also recruit volunteers to go in as befrienders for older people.
So this is exactly the kind of thing the NHS were trying to get us all signed up to do.
Yeah, but I just wonder a little bit whether It does work better if there's a bit of a framework so that you're protecting both the older service user and the volunteer, and that both parties can get support from an organisation.
So how well does it work, Helen? Is it a system that works really well that you've got set up?
I think ours does. I mean, our particular group's been going for 47 years. It's a registered charity. We receive funding from the local authority. And over the time, we've sort of developed the processes which ensure that the older people are well supported, that they've got volunteers who are appropriate for them, but also volunteers are police checked, that they receive any appropriate training if somebody's less mobile and needs help getting people in and out of cars. So the whole system works very well.
Yeah, because I mean, there is more to this, isn't there, than just pitching up and saying, I'll help out. Obviously, you do need to put checks in place. And I mean, it hasn't been cost prohibitive, any of that, no?
Well, obviously, we get funding from our local council, and so that helps pay for the police checks. But there's an awful lot of goodwill out there that does need to be harnessed. And through a local voluntary group, it seems the safest way to do it.
So how come you've succeeded, really, where what the NHS has tried to do has failed so massively?
I suppose the thing for our group is it's very, very localised. So we cover just one or two wards in a suburb of South Manchester. And I myself live in the area, and all my volunteers do. And so there's a big group of us who've committed ourselves to this group for 30 years or more. And so we've built up that expertise and local knowledge. And by word of mouth, we can recruit more volunteers into the group. And along the same lines, the older people know that the care group has a well-trusted name, so that they know anybody we put in to support them has gone through the proper procedure.
And I mean, you've been going for a long time. I mean, was it? I mean, obviously, you now have a reputation, of course, so that makes it easier, doesn't it? But I mean, was it difficult to start with? Were you having the same kind of problems recruiting as the NHS seemed to be?
Well, I wasn't there at the beginning, but I think the local churches set it up as a response to people saying that they were isolated and lonely. So the issues that were happening 50 years ago are still prevalent today. And I think because it was a local thing, again, people work together more efficiently. Whereas I guess with the NHS thing, which is a brilliant idea, it's how they direct people. And if people just inquire via their website, I'm not quite sure where they would tap into an older person.
So, I mean, give us an example then. How does it work? I mean, obviously you volunteer yourself, don't you? So, I mean, how does it work? Give me an example of one of the elderly people that you look after. How often do you pop in to see them? What sort of things do you do?
Well, I'm the coordinator here, so I've got a paid role. But initially, I started as a volunteer, and then as the group grew, then the money was forthcoming to pay me a bit. But we've got about 70 volunteers. And an older person can be referred by their doctor or their family for a visitor. I then think about which volunteer can go in to support them based on their background and how close by they live.
It's a bit of a strange analogy, but is it a little bit like, sort of, say, online dating? Do you try and match up people who you know will get on? Do you know what I mean? Is that part of it as well?
I think it is a bit like that. And there are occasions where it doesn't quite work, and that's probably my fault because I haven't quite thought it through properly. But on the whole, I think people are willing to give it a go. But also the other thing I think is sometimes older people, it doesn't necessarily mean that they need a volunteer. It could mean that they need encouragement to join an activity throughout the week so that they've got more structure. So being lonely isn't necessarily synonymous with, right, I'll put a volunteer in there. Mm. It's trying to encourage them to join a group activity so that they make friends with more of their peer group.
And also, is it a lot of, generally, is it a lot of older people volunteering to? Because my gran was exactly like this. She was, and even in her sort of late 70s, she'd be talking about the old ones, you know? We had that little clip of that chap, John, who's one of the residents in one of our local homes, and he helps out his other residents in the home, you know. Yes. But do you get a lot of older volunteers?
We do. And one of my recent volunteers is 87, and she's perfectly fit and really sharp. She just wanted to do something. So now she's visiting two other older ladies. One's younger than her, one's older than her. So it does seem a bit bizarre, but it absolutely works.
So I suppose it just proves the old adage, doesn't it? Age is just a number.
Exactly, exactly. And if you're willing still to help and you've got the capacity to do so, then why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the question we're asking generally, they're just a sort of wide question. I mean, are we bad with old people in this country? Do we let the elderly down?
I think that's a tricky one, because on the surface it can seem that way. But our experience at the care group is that some older people, it's how you engage them with this sort of thing. I mean, a lot of them are of that generation where they're very proud. They still want to be seen as very self-sufficient. They might have had a very good job with a bit of social standing. So as soon as they come into a position of being more vulnerable, and they've got issues around feeling embarrassed for asking to help, they might then just say no whenever anybody offers it. So I was on the phone to a guy the other week. His GP had referred him, and there was no way he was having none of it.
Really?
He wouldn't let me give him a leaflet. He wouldn't let me go out and speak to him. So I think there's a lot of goodwill out there. It's how we encourage these older people to see that there's no shame, really, in having a bit of support, and that there's mutual benefits in having a younger volunteer where you might be able to discuss a hobby that you share, or you've been in a similar career.
So actually, that's a really interesting point, isn't it? So sometimes part of the problem may actually be the older person being a bit too proud and perhaps not wanting to take the help. Yeah, that's a very interesting angle on it. Listen, lovely to speak to you. Thanks ever so much for coming and giving us a bit of an idea how it works in your neck of the woods. That's
okay.
Helen Hibbard there, coordinator of the Charlton Good Neighbours Care Group. It's in South Manchester, that area.